This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Some of the biggest agriculture, seed, and chemical companies are pursuing deals that could leave a market dominated by three giant global businesses. Company executives say growing bigger is necessary to keep innovating, but opponents say consolidation has many downsides for farmers and consumers. Harvest Public Media's Amy Mayer and Luke Runyon report.
Pretty much every food we eat gets its start on a farm. And pretty much all farms rely on seeds, pesticides, and fertilizers from a handful of companies. But farmers may soon have even fewer choices.
Deals on the table right now would pair up Monsanto and Bayer, Dow and DuPont, Syngenta, and the Chinese National Chemical Company, known as ChemChina.
Regulators around the world have to approve these deals. But if they go through, some people worry the bigger companies will be powerful enough to squeeze farmers. Here's Senator Chuck Grassley, a Republican from Iowa.
You have less companies, you have less competition, and they're going to have higher prices.
Grassley's the rare Washington insider with firsthand ties to farming. He's generally a pretty pro-business kind of guy. But foreign takeovers and potentially anti-competitive moves worry him.
These mergers will change the game for farmers and, by extension, for all of us. Food, Grassley says, holds societies together.
Because of the old saying, you're nine meals away from revolution. And if, in other words, if you can't feed yourself or your kids, you might do almost anything to make sure that they don't starve.
Grassley chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee.
I call the meeting to order. I'll give an opening statement and then because...
He held a hearing earlier this fall to get the companies on the record saying what their plans are and to acknowledge the significance of the proposed consolidation.
Among the witnesses Grassley called was Monsanto's chief technology officer, Rob Fraley. He told lawmakers his company needs to do more research. Right now, Monsanto spends just about one-tenth of what other big companies like Microsoft and Pfizer invest in research.
Agricultural companies like ours need to invest more if we expect to deliver what farmers need and do it faster. So Monsanto and Bayer are aiming for that goal.
Chairman Grassley and members of the committee, thank you for the opportunity to be here today. My name is Eric Fierwald, and I'm the CEO of Syngenta.
Fierwald promised his company's mission won't change if ChemChina is allowed to buy it.
Our deal will preserve investment in R&D and the safety, reliability, and diversity of the global food supply.
Of course, as these companies get bigger and have more products and greater market share, they potentially make a lot more money. So many observers are skeptical of the deals. Michigan State University professor Phil Howard has studied consolidation in food and agriculture companies. He says it dampens innovation.
Plus, he says these even larger companies would have a lot of political influence.
It will be harder for governments to say no to their requests for policy changes. It will be a company that's too big to fail, like all those Wall Street banks.
Even if these deals go through, there will still be smaller seed companies. But it'll become even harder for them to compete and survive.
Pat Mooney of the Canadian think tank Etcetera Group has been watching ag companies consolidate for decades. He says if they're allowed to go further, there's no reason the trend would stop with today's proposals.
This is not just three mergers we're talking about. We're talking about a transition from sort of the dematerialization of the farm into big data. And that's where this will end up.
Mooney says whoever has the data will be the real winner, whether that's the farmer, the major seed and chemical conglomerate, or perhaps someday the big tractor and combine manufacturers.
And Mooney wouldn't put his money on the farmers in that scenario. I'm Amy Mayer.
And I'm Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.
That story comes to us through our partnership with Harvest Public Media. More information at harvestpublicmedia.org.